5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
They're not pods. What are they called, please, Bill?
Put moron number two on the phone.
They're called little get-togethers.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Friday. How good do we feel? And a big, big show coming up. We've got Brag Artist on the way, always on a Friday. Idiot File, a big helping of that because Fat's been at his best.
Yes.
And the Chief, Jason Dunstall, joins us. Nice. Oh, nice. Always love chatting to the Chief. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you on this Friday, April 24, and a big, big day tomorrow, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And look at old Chubbles over there. G'day, Ratsy.
Warwick Kappa. Remember me?
Yeah.
I was wearing tight shorts. I was flying around in pink helicopters and a bright pair of newcomers called Bros had the world at their feet.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the great Richard Marsland. One of the, if you can find that somewhere on the internet, that is as funny a piece of comedy as has ever been put together. Now, Fat.
Yes.
I've been inundated during the week.
What now?
I've been inundated. People have seen it online. They've seen it, obviously, on the Instagram, Rush Hour.
Sick of this
They've seen the greatest catch almost ever taken. But so thousands of people, Bill, telling me what an incredible athletic feat.
Yep.
But more than that, the people very, very disappointed with how flat Ciappelli was describing one of the great catches. So what we've decided to do, Fat, is we've gone back, you and I, and recalled one of the best catches the game of cricket's ever seen. Ever listen. Blewett comes into Damian Martin and, oh, what about that for a catch? Full length, one hand, Brayshaw, superstar.
Oh, actually a bit stiff there, Martin. Brayshaw normally doesn't hang on to those.
Piss off, Tub Guts. He's one of the better infielders in the game. Good-looking boy, too. No wonder big things are predicted for him.
Looks real happy with himself. Actually, I'm hearing he's half a knob.
Look at that replay. Completely airborne. That's as good a catch as you'll see.
Yeah, if he moved a bit earlier, he probably didn't have to dive.
Anyway, no one gives a shit about what you think, Fat. Martin gone off the bowling of Blewett to the catch of the tournament.
Damian Martin. Now, there's a decent cricketer.
Fat, that's better. Except for your crap.
I like mine. I like being the straight man.
That's treating a moment like that properly. Better.
Yes, better.
How do we get on Instagram and check that out, please?
At Flogs Cricket on Instagram.
Listen to old dinner plate head.
Triple M Rush Hour, Facebook and Instagram.
You're looking more like Onion every day.
No, you are. Oh,
crap. You look like brothers, you and Onion.
No, we
Your
don't.
Face is as wide as it is high.
Talk about your catch. I don't care
Bert
about me.
Newton.
Now, Fat, we need to straighten up a touch because tomorrow is a massive day on the Australian calendar always.
Well, it starts, tomorrow's Anzac Day, of course, and it starts from 5:30 a.m. on Triple M, Jim.
Yes.
Triple M will broadcast the dawn service from Canberra. So what we're asking and what everyone is asking is that you go out in your driveway and you put on Triple M and you stand with us from 5:30 a.m. Listen on the radio or on the app, Triple M, of course. And that's a great initiative. I like that.
Yes, it is. Yep. Very good.
Will you
I
do
agree
it
with that.
Where you are?
Get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Stand in the driveway?
I tell you what I have been doing, Bill.
That's
so
a no.
This is very No. What I've been doing is getting up and cooking the kids breakfast every morning.
Good boy.
We've decided in lockdown we're going to change things up a touch. So tomorrow, just get up a little bit earlier and pay the ultimate respects. And I agree that is a great initiative.
The dawn service from Canberra from 5:30 a.m. on Triple M. Also then, of course, 12 noon, the Saturday rub after DSL.
Yes.
Who's on DSL tomorrow?
Kieran Perkins and Jack Crisp.
Crispy.
Oh, beautiful. Crisp.
That'd be a nice crisp show. 12 noon, the Saturday rub for 2 hours. Then after
and
that,
then,
Jim, at 2 p.m., guess what's on?
Go on.
The 2009 Anzac Day game, Essendon v Collingwood.
It's a one-point ball game.
They were gone.
It's absolutely pissing down here with the team.
We've had a draw.
Collingwood by a point.
95.
Kick back into play. Wunderlich's got it. Handball over the top here. Here it comes, Lovett.
Oh!
He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis.
Oh!
He's made for goal. Zaharakis has kicked it. Zaharakis has kicked the goal. Essendon hit the front.
Jesus!
There's a new in front!
So you just come in with one comment. Jesus!
Hey, Rabs. Yeah. Sucked in.
Yeah.
It still annoys you, doesn't it? That's like 11 years ago.
No, if it was me, we would have played the one where Jared Blair kicks him in 2 seconds.
No, no.
Great
we
special
don't
comments,
know
Jim.
Anything about that one. Yeah. Jesus!
Jesus!
Got a bit carried away, Fat. One of the great moments, of course, Bristol doing a magnificent job commentating it. All right, so you'll enjoy that. That's 2 o'clock onwards, the recalling of that. But I tell you what, I said to you before, big show, brag artist, idiot file, the chief. Oh, and in comes our man, Bill. We had the great pleasure of working with the chief for many, many years, a superstar player, of course, and then in the media space.
Yep.
And tonight, if you don't mind, on Fox Footy, he and the great call team from Fox will be recalling the 94 qualifying final from the MCG. I wanted to go straight to the great Jason Dunstall and start talking to him about it, but Bill Rabs insisted that we play this first.
Just something.
Well, he's had
a rock and roll season.
Season down and out, and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal?
Ooh.
Billy, you are king of Geelong. The monkey's off the back, Billy.
Ah, what a great game to play. I tell you what, a lot of eyes on the TV tonight, Chief.
Hey, how we going, Flogs? Good to talk to you.
What about that game when the goal was kicked after? Did you ever kick a goal after the siren to win, Chief?
I never had a shot after the siren, Bill. Had a couple just before it, but none after. So you're in very elite company. But I tell you what, I'm looking forward to calling the game tonight. Absolute cracking game. That's the one thing we've had fun doing, is reliving some of the great games from the past.
Now, Chief, because you had so many incredible highlights, including kicking 17 at Waverley against Richmond and all the rest of it, you haven't turned into the tool that Bill has, where we get that played once a week.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I think Bill is harshly treated.
Yes.
So we played the 89 grand final a week ago.
Yes, yes.
And look, Bill gets canned for that, but he actually did a few classy things. He just didn't get that many opportunities. He got close a couple of times. But this is a big moment. To win a final off your own boot after the siren, how many people can say they've done that, Bill?
Not many. Not many at all, Chief. Correct. You're spot on.
Enjoy it, mate. Enjoy it and celebrate it, Bill.
That's what I try and do.
I will be celebrating you tonight.
Oh, good on you.
Don't
because,
worry. He
mate, I'd had a poor season. I was in and out, and I'd only kicked about 20 goals for the year and had an ordinary night. Did you used to play on Danny Southern?
Did I play on Danny Southern?
I had the rat's tail feral from Footscray.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Probably, cleaned him up.
Hey, Chief, I've got a legitimate question for you. Did you ever play in a game against Geelong where Bill got a kick?
Did you play any good ones against us?
Well, you'd had a good... I used to always pick up Langford. I don't know why he come to me and not Ablett.
I don't know. I just can't. We had such a... See, at that time, Bill, we had such a good run against you guys. We won, like, 15 in a row against you at one stage.
Yeah. Remember that game down at Geelong? Because you never played down at Geelong. We had you at three-quarter time. We're going to go through maybe to the finals. There was a fair bit on it. And I reckon you've kicked three or four in the last and overrun us. Do you remember that game?
I do. Yeah. I do. And that helped. I'm trying to think who it helped get in the finals. It might have been Melbourne, was it?
Yes, I think it was, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, with the last kick just before. So that was a classic case of having kicking a late one just before the siren, but never had the pressure of kicking one after the siren, Bill.
So really, with the Chiefs, you know, sort of not wanting to be, you know, sort of too
harsh,
sort of, you know, harsh. But the faint praise he just damned you with there, Fat, tells me that you never got a kick against Hawthorn.
No, I was more of a team player.
Oh.
It was me and Ablett combined to see how many goals we could kick. Hey, speaking of Ablett and his young boy Gary Jr., I see, Chief, where you have rated Gary Ablett the best player to play this millennium since 2000. You said Buddy was probably the most exciting we've seen play, but the numbers don't stack up to Gary Ablett Jr.
Well, look, one thing we have done over the last month or so is 100 different lists.
Yeah.
It's given something for people to talk about, to debate, to cast opinions on. But when you look at Gary Ablett's record, when you run through the achievements and the honours that he has won, it's incomparable.
Yeah. 2 Brownlows, 6 best and fairest, 4 runner-ups and the best and fairest, premierships, and five times Players Award. So
yes,
and All Australians eight times. Not bad.
Yeah. Well, who's got a better record than that?
Well, probably yourself.
Chief. Can I ask? Can I take you back to your playing days, Chief?
Yes.
Because as incredibly accomplished as you were as a player, probably the only knock on you that was that you could get a little fat. So,
chubby.
Chief, how would you have gone in lockdown? You would have come back 15 stone heavier, I reckon.
Well, sometimes you can use that extra weight to your advantage, Jim. there was a lot of one-on-one battles, you know, strength contests that, that Bill could never engage in. He was sort of...
I was throwing around a bit.
The ones that had a bit more solid girth about them could actually hold their ground better.
What are you doing in ISO, Chief? Do you got on a bike or do you go for walks hand in hand?
I've been going for walks. Mm. I actually took the bike out for the first time a couple of days ago. And I'm very happy that I did it, Bill. I bought a treadle just before... everything went crazy, so I managed to get that delivered. So if it's a pretty ordinary day, I can just, instead of lying on the couch watching TV, I can walk on the treadle watching TV.
Oh, jeez. You got it all sorted.
Well, trying to. I'll still come back looking like Jabba the Hutt, but who cares?
So, Chief, what time are we kicking this thing off tonight, please? The 94 qualifying final from the MCG, Footscray and Geelong.
Very good question, Jim. I think it's normally on at 7 o'clock, isn't it?
7 o'clock with yourself and Brad Johnson. I think Dwayne Russell might be doing it too.
Dwayne Russell's calling it, and I expect Jim to tune in so he can watch Bill single-handedly deliver a final to the Cats.
Are you going to speak to Bill afterwards? Am I giving something away by saying that?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a little bit of interaction, which I think only enhances the experience. So it's a lot of fun when we can do things like that. Bill's going to join us. And
what time will that be? If it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, that's all right. You might show some personality, Bill.
Brilliant, Chief. We can't wait. Fox Footy doing a great job of just keeping the game bubbling along while the games aren't happening. So 7 o'clock tonight, Fox Footy's recalling of the qualifying final from 94, Footscray and Geelong. Make sure you check it out. Great chatting to you, Chief.
Don't forget, bounce straight after.
Oh, yeah, bounce.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. With Gazy, our man.
Yeah, still got that rolling along, having a bit of fun.
On the Triple M app, on your Google Home speaker, and on the Triple M radio network, this is the Rush Hour.
Time to do Brag Artist Fat. We love doing this on a Friday, of course. And Rabbits, have we got a little tease as to what people normally come with?
Yeah. Yes.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Bought my wife for her birthday a brand new chainsaw and a ride on lawnmower. You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Love it.
Very easy one this week, Bill, because an extraordinary highlight that I had actually forgotten never happened. That's how many I had during my glorious career. But this one got sent to me during the week of a game, part of the Super 8s tournament, the great Damien Martin batting, of course, Greg Blewett bowling.
And
what we saw is one of the most extraordinary catches ever. Have a listen.
And Martin gone to a brilliant catch, so he'll be annoyed at that. Brayshaw was the man taking the catch, and Martin out for 49.
Ian Chappell was happy with it, Jim.
No, well, that's why we had to recall it earlier in the show, because Chaps didn't give me anywhere near enough. But I'll tell you what, Bill, one of the great catches you'll ever see.
Well, you sent it in to us, so we've seen it, unfortunately. but you cannot beat this, Rabsy. I don't know if you got the replay. It might be all stuffed, is it? We've played it that many times.
I'll play the short one.
Do not hit it.
Short one.
Billy, you're
King of Geelong.
Oh,
that is
God.
It, Jimmy boy. Let me tell you. And, mate, you won't believe it tonight on Fox 40. They're replaying the game.
We've spoken to the Chief about that, Fat. Yes. Of course, it's on tonight. Can't wait for that. But 133353, ring us with what you've done during this week that's been extraordinary. And the prizes, Rabbits, are?
St. Andrews Beach Brewery. We'll send some isolation frothies to your house. Yep. We've also got a $100 Vino Mofo voucher and some tailor-made Tour Response golf balls.
Beautiful. All right, 133353, ring us now. Brag Artist on a Friday.
give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag, Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Bought me wife for her birthday a brand new chainsaw and a ride on lawnmower. You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Of course it is, and of course I was able to set it up with one of the great catches ever taken in domestic first-class cricket. You can see that on the Instagram, full length, and of course we did a recalling of it, Fat, earlier today, because Ciappelli gave me nowhere near enough. Nothing. So we had to properly put the commentary track down on it. But Bo's out there in Wonthaggi, Bill.
Hello, Bowie. Oh no, Bo.
Hello.
You're on the radio.
How you going, Ben?
Takes a while to get the Wonthaggi, mate.
Absolutely.
What have you done, Bowie?
Well, it was actually prior to isolation. I got down to zero in golf.
Oh, jeez.
Jim, that's good, isn't it?
Mate, that's real good. Where are you? I'm guessing the Wonthaggi Golf Club, Bo?
Yeah, Royal Wonthaggi.
Royal Wonthaggi.
Well, mate, zero is extraordinary. How are you going in the lockdown, by the way? Because it's really annoying me we can't play golf.
Yeah, it's a struggle, but in Wonthaggi, we back onto the course. So just hit a few balls over the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Which you're not allowed to do.
Probably keep that quiet, Bo, are
you? No, but if it's in the backyard on private property, all you're doing is going to go collect golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Right. Oh, that's bloody good. Well, congratulations to you. Stay there. Brendan, Phillip Island, Bill.
Yes, Brendo.
Hey, how are you, lad?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you going in Phillip Island?
Oh, mate, I'm hanging for a frosty down at the pub, I tell you. Can't get anywhere.
Mate, I can't wait till it opens, Jim. I got blokes feeding them banging on the windows now trying to get in.
Thank you, Bill.
All right,
what are you bragging about, Brendo?
Hey, lads, if you're listening to your catch, JB is a good one, yes. By the way. I saw the video of it.
Oh, well done.
And, I've taken a few better ones. There's no video. But
what do you got, Brendo?
But a few years ago, when you're playing country grade cricket and the other team does a square leg umpiring.
Yeah.
So fielding a square leg and... Their umpire was very notorious for constantly talking to us fielders and trying to put us off. And their batsman that came out, he was a cow corner, leg side dominated batsman.
Yep.
And he's sort of chatting to me. The bowler's come in and their umpire's talking to me. And
right.
Batsman's played the ball and quick dive to the right, caught him an inch off the ground. Ooh. Out for a duck.
You're so unbelievable. You got him.
Love it. Got him out for a duck.
We got for a there. Duck, Bill.
We got there, Jim.
That's it. Nice. Well, stay there, Brendo. Josh Carrum Downs. Hello, Josh.
G'day, Fat. How are we, mate?
Oh, and Skinny's up there too, Josh.
Skinny. What's going on, boys?
What do you got for us, please?
Me and my mate have been bored through this whole isolation. We work together doing removals, so we thought we'd make a good idea out of it and put some bets on while we're working on stupid stuff on the road and... I won 4 slabs off him in the past couple of weeks. You're
unbelievable. That's going well.
What kind of bets that we can talk about?
Well, we went closest to the pin, what time we'd finish today. we've bet what song would play next on Triple M, listening to Triple M all day. Oh, it'll be a hit or a miss. So.
4 slabs.
Beautiful. Well, stay there. Yeah. That's good. Well done, Josh. Matt in Frankston, Bill.
Hello, Matthew.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Going well. How are you, Matty?
Yeah, can't complain.
What do you got for us?
I just bought a house.
Oh, hey! Yes. In Frankston?
No, God, no, mate.
Whereabouts?
In the country, mate. Gone a little bit out.
Oh. Well done, Matty. Good for you. What a great moment that is.
Gone to the country.
And Matty, you can own it for a fair bit of time, and then if, like Bill and I, you can just somehow lose a house.
You can give half it away, Matty.
Matt in Phillip Island, Bill.
Oh, well, the second person from Phillip Island.
JB, thanks. Billy, how are we, boys?
Yeah, good, Matt. Mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. Long time no speak.
Good on you, mate.
Love
what
you
do you
guys.
Got for us?
Love you guys. So, look, this might suit you a bit, Billy, or maybe should suit you. So, I used to be quite a heavy drinker, but now we're at the end of April, I can say I'm now 16 months 100% sober.
Oh. You're so unbelievable. Good effort.
Well done.
Yeah, it just, it had to be done. Yeah, I lost my license again, and so I've done the interlock and everything, but, off at 100%, and it was frying my brain cells, and,
good on you. Mate, well done. New Year's Eve, Jim, 2019, you've said, I'm not going to have another drink. Is that right, Matt?
That's it.
Good on you.
Congratulations, mate. And very tough to do in bloody isolation, too.
Oh, it is.
Don't worry about that for a second. Oh, that's a great effort.
Well done, Matty.
John, Bill in Geelong.
Hey, John boy.
G'day, Billy. How are you, mate?
How's the weather down there today? It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it? 32.
Yeah, it is, mate. I got my shirt off.
Oh, I hope you haven't, because I reckon I know who John is. He's fat as a fool.
What are you bragging about, John?
Well, I've met the lovely Sharon less than 5 years ago. Yeah. Met her, engaged, married, inside 12 months.
Yep.
Today, the lovely girl turns 50.
Oh, good on you.
And we're going to go and see. I had her convinced to go to the Collingwood Essendon Grand Final. She, as you know, Billy, she is a one-eyed. The Anzac Day, not the Grand Final.
Yeah, Anzac Day. Yes.
But she's a one-eyed St Kilda supporter.
Oh.
And finally got her to go. Got to get her to go to a Collingwood game, and she's found a way out. She's found a way out, mate.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, she's 50 today. Well done, Shaz.
She's a good bird too, Jim. She's a nurse too, which they do a fantastic job. So well done, Billy.
Bloody oath.
Billy, she's home in bed asleep. She's working a night shift tonight on her birthday.
Well, I'd go home and give her a present.
Thank you, Bill. No worries. All right, what prizes, rabbits?
Some isolation frothies, if you don't mind, thanks to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery. We're going to send him to your house. You can order all your frothies at standersbeachbrewery.com.au. Free shipping over $100. We've also got Vino Mofo vouchers as well.
You know, I got the frothies for Jim.
Yes, go on.
Maddie and Philip.
No, Bill, you're not doing that.
But I love that. He's off the drink for 16 months, so he can have.
Go on.
They're both alcohol prices.
Oh, right. Yes. I'll find something from Triple M.
No, I like that. Very good.
We'll get some golf balls. Tailor-made golf balls.
Bo from One Faggy gets the golf balls.
Golf balls.
Because he's got himself down to zero, and the tailor-made golf balls coming your way, Bo.
Thank you.
The TP5X, a magnificent pill. We'll get a dozen of them to you. But who did you like, Bill?
Well, Maddie from Frankston, who bought a new house, and he can have some frothies to celebrate the housewarming.
Maddie, we'll send you some isolation St. Andrew's Beach Brewery frothies.
Oh, you're a little ripper.
Yeah, there for you, Maddie. And Brendo from Phillip Island, because he took a half, nothing like the one nothing. I took to dismiss Damien Munt, but a half-decent catch. So, Brendo, we've got the Mofo voucher for you.
$100 Vino Mofo voucher for you, mate.
Mate, that would be a great one if it opens up.
Good on you, man. Enjoy that.
If it opens.
It's a website. It's always open. Yeah, VinoMofo.com. 70% off.
If it opens up.
Internet-wide.
Yeah, that's it. Well done. That's it.
All right, nice. Hey, that's a nice serving of brag artist.
Always good, Jim. It's always
beautiful,
a good one.
Nice one.
Rabs, I just wanted
it. Come on, Rabs, something to take us out.
Hey, JB, get excited. And listeners, get excited. Idiot file.
Oh, yes, please.
Coming up next. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
All right. Now, we survey the million plus rusted on Rush Hour family members every year, Bill, and we say, what do you want to hear more than anything else? And Bill? Number one, two, and three on that list is the idiot file. And what this is just a conglomerate of cock-ups, courtesy of Fat. Hit it, please, rabbits.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this... yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Well done, Amy, by the way, getting involved.
Mm. What has Amy done?
Well, they've
sponsoring the file.
The Idiot File, because clangers happen, as you know, Bill.
Oh, double A-M-I.
That's it, Bill, yeah.
Who do you think?
Amy Brayshaw.
What, just a random girl called Amy
Brayshaw.
Somewhere?
Amy Brayshaw.
This is as bad as Bill's gone.
What's the difference between Wohung?
What?
Where did the virus start?
Oh, no.
Where, my God. What is it? The naysayers out there, Jim. They got nothing else to do but nitpick. nothing else to do.
That's better.
Some of the Hollywood's biggest stars are desperate to play Joe Exotic in a movie.
Some of the Hollywood's, yes.
Some of the Hollywood's biggest stars are desperate to play...
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars, yeah.
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars.
That's it, Bill.
What about old Bernie, the Formula F1 owner?
Former
F1 owner.
Have you got farmer's hands? Or
no,
what?
No, I'm in Const in city life now. Fair to
in
say.
Const.
Yes,
in
I
Const,
am.
He reckons he is.
Last one. Here we go.
Last one.
What is the largest bone in the human body? The longest bone. The longest bone.
The thigh bone.
Which is?
The thermo or whatever it is. Kane Corns on the weekend on the Sunday Footy Show said he'd be surprised if 50% of the players weren't kicked to kicking. Going out with a mate and having a kick to kick. Would that be right?
Yes. Yes. That's,
you know what I mean there.
Right. Well said, Bill. Well said.
I tell you what I did like, Duck, is the key position players, because a lot of people put in the midfielders, dime a, dumb, a dozen. But
dime a dumber.
Yeah. Dime a dozen. Intimate apparel.
What does that mean?
Sleepwear, bra, undie. They're all up.
Undie. Just a single undie.
You and the whole family, you went overseas, you went back to Cornwall, where you originated from, and you caught up with the old family.
Originated.
What did you find out about yourself or your family over there at Cornwall?
Cornwall. Are we, I've lost it, sorry.
I'm going to watch that because it's called Bloodlines, Kerno.
I'll tell you, Bill.
Is that for an in-depth?
In Michigan.
When? Fat.
Where? Michigan.
We're Michigan.
A lot of work. It's just like the job keeper now. A lot of work for the pubs.
Yeah.
It takes all the work off the dole. What do you call that? The City Link or whatever it is.
Centrelink.
Centrelink.
don't jump in, Bernard.
Centrelink.
City Link.
The road.
Just leave him going.
Well, I've never lined up at Centrelink. Have you?
Centrelink. No.
Tabitha's in Glenroy. Hello, Tabitha.
Hello, Tabitha.
Hello. How you going, boys? Haven't spoke to you for ages.
Long time. No.
Speak.
Talk.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt ran 100 in 9.58.
Yes. What did the horse do it in?
6.97.
6.97.
It was all over in 7 seconds. And did you see fuel, how much cheap fuel is? So the angel asks the first nun, who was the first man on earth? Nun one says, Adam. Yes, well done, you can go in. Turns to the second nun.
Now, what about you, please?
The recyclable, Jim. My bin's not big enough. I have too many frothies.
What are they called?
Recyclable bin, the yellow one.
What did Bill ask him next? I still can't work it out, and I've heard it twice.
Gee. How long does it take to get through them?
Don't you fat?
I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, Jimmy boy, but AFL coaches have come out overnight on TikTok and done some of their best work with their families. Certainly Damien Hardwick. It was hard work for him. Let me tell you. Only in India, Jim. There's a monkey. He's got the kite going, and he actually wounds in the string and grabs the kite and runs off.
What does he do?
Winds it in, wounds it in, whatever he wants. Which just tells you that the state that the game is in. We just don't know anyone that plays there. You knew the coach who was about to get the arse every week.
Who?
Oh, Knackers. Had the hair like Chief, didn't he? The island on top.
You just said you knew him.
Well, I know him for you said his name.
Are you thinking about the Aussie bloke who coaches England?
No,
old Knackers.
No, the bloke that got the lemonade and sass. He was. I thought he was doing a good job in there. Ring now. 1-3-5-3.
Ring now. We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL.
Right, I want you to have one more go at that, please.
No, I'm not.
You can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute. Horizontal.
No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
No, I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal gym.
It wouldn't be panoramic.
Panoramic. That's it. Oh!
Oh my
gym,
God.
Easy. Panoramic.
Now, rabbits.
Yes.
During the course of that idiot file, I heard this sentence. This is from Bill. I've never lined up at CityLink or Centrelink or whatever the hell it is. After that 6 minutes, I'd start getting in the queue, Fat.
I tell you what, poor old Ed Curno, he had no idea what was going on either, did he?
Devastated.
Poor old Ed. That's all thanks to Amy, too, our very good friend.
Clang has happened, as you can see.
A lot of clang has happened there.
Yeah, exactly. No, they couldn't have landed at a better spot, sponsorship-wise, Amy. Oh, my God.
You've got to lift, Jim. You've got to look at yourself and lift.
Well, you've got to lift because you've got to bring us home with a joke next.
I'm stuffed.
Now, Bill, yes. Big weekend coming up. Enjoy Anzac Day tomorrow, even though it's a slightly different looking Anzac Day for obvious reasons. It's still very important, so have a ball remembering what the amazing service women and men did on our behalf. But, Bill?
Jim, that's right. 5:30 tomorrow morning, you can listen to Triple M broadcast the Dawn service from Canberra.
Brilliant. Can't wait for that. But, Fat, something people can take into the Anzac Day weekend by way of humour.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy, this one's a bit like me. An oldie but a goodie.
Oh, no.
A farmer has three daughters, Jim, and they're all going on their first date on the same night, which is interesting. The farmer, being overprotective of them, decides to greet each suitor at the door with a shotgun. The first boy comes along. Hi, my name is Joe. I'm here to take Flo to the show. Is she ready to go?
Oh, my God.
The farmer. Yeah, this Jim.
Oh, everyone's heard it.
Everyone's heard it.
The farmer looks at him, thought, that's not bad. I'll let you go. Good on you. Have a great night, kids. Second bloke turns up at the door, Jim. Yeah. Hi, my name is Freddie. I'm here to get Betty. We're going to get some spaghetti. Is she ready? Not bad, says the farmer. Still got his shotgun, Jim. Poor old third bloke turns up. Hi, my name is Chuck. And the farmer shoots him.
Bill. Jim, that joke.
You know what Chuck was going to do?
Thank you, Bill. I got half an understanding. That joke was told by Kerry O'Keefe on Triple M Cricket about 4 years ago and has gone around the world. So you've stolen from the great Kerry O'Keefe a joke that everyone already knows.
All right. A little thing walked into a bank and try and get a loan. And his old man was a Rolling Stone.
Oh, man. Stop him from talking.
Have a great weekend. Happy Anzac Day to everyone. Get listening to Triple M 5:30 tomorrow morning. Why wouldn't you? Get up and listen to Triple M.
Oh, my God.
Driveways at dawn, I like it.
Stop talking, Bill.
Shut up, Brad. Stop eating, Brad.
You can talk, Fatty.
Fat is a fool.